This one is titled, When Will They Exterminate Me? Lovely concept. I fucking hope they do. In December 1965, when I returned from my computer god-planned one-way trip to the snow-bound St. Lawrence Estuary, Poland, my life became even worse deadly than before I left. Even Ape Zigger, Sonny Wally Gray Hempstead cop with another Zebra Ape City cop, both in uniform and their Thunderbird auto in their driveway, next occupied house to mine, sprayed me with poison nerve gas from their exhaust as I walked by their driveway loaded with shopping bags. Immediately, they jumped out of their auto, both holding their guns in obvious, besweated, cowardly gangster fright, indubitably well-briefed by the deadly gangster CIA cops a computer god earphone radio about my razor sharp chisel in my pocket. At this time, in the late 1910s, there was no inflation. I managed to exist on much less than $1,000 a year of my savings, spending mostly food, taxes, and kerosene. After several months of my imploring my brother, they moved out to 2628 Sammy's place to sell it for me, until he left all food, etc., was bought with my money. I was his house slave and cook. After he left, there was no more torments and mad beatings from him, no more hiding in the garage or cellar while he sodomized the last mayor I met years before, here in my bed, in my house, every weekend, always alone here. I had endless peaceful time to study at the Zigger neighbors and slowly write notes pieced together this deadly Frankenstein earphone radio closed society. Even in my law office on the corner, the computer god notarized me as a pummeler of Ziggers. This has helped keep them away from me. At first, after my brother left, I went shopping 2-3 times a month as I gained insight of this closed society. I went shopping more often, week after week, hundreds of village and top-end Hempstead employees, not only cops, but even commissioners, clerks, parks, and even sanitation employees, many of whom I recognized in all sorts of vehicles. They circled around the streets of this gigantic ghost town around me, and these hangman, rope, sneak, deadly gangsters called the government, They dropped their fake, far-staged con artist ploy of shuffling off the papers when in the public eye, when in reality, everything in the government, taxes, bills, forms, letters, all court records, etc., are typed and printed by secret 2,000-word-a-minute computer brain machines. There is no one decent and honest in any government. Every government employee is a loitering, lurking, believe-nothing gangster parroting puppet of the computer god. They not only tried to crush me between their vehicles repeatedly, but also repeatedly tried to run me down through red-light intersections on traffic lights in this country, all controlled by the computer god. As I walked back and forth aimlessly to the supermarkets at the busiest times of the day, I also saw reproduced the prearranged stripping of supermarket shelves completely set up with government assassins. From full hood, I scavenged the countless back alleys of the city, like business districts of this village, for valuable trash, clothing, even deposit bottles. Often I would go through back alleys to avoid circling government assassins on their vehicles. At times I would zigzag several miles to the supermarkets in West Hempstead and slowly return with food lost at the supertime commuter rush. Always I wore a top coat, not only to protect against deadly assaults, especially the tabin needle, but also I would put much of the food I purchased under my undershirt, like I did apples and pears, as a girl from the shopping cart at the back of the supermarket. Even with deadly gangster computer assassins circling the parking field sneering and watching me on dashboard and wristwatch eyesight television, by 1926, with my new and increased insight of this deadly closed society, in the same manner I would sneak around to the half dozen stock brokerage offices here in Hempstead, studying the ticker tape from the sidewalk, and then inside of the offices by the doors and windows. Now they are all boarded empty stores. Likewise, I picked the smallest brokerage office by the door. I would read and help myself to the investment periodicals, etc., and momentarily leave. So I transacted all my business with unbelievable beginner's luck. I judged the computer god stock market had to have had a 1926 summer rally based on this judgment. Every penny of my money was on maximum margin loan. Finally, late in summer, a small rally came. I quickly sold all but one airline stock, the biggest and worst stock I bought. Immediately after I sold, the 1926 skyrocket rally began. Even my airline stock was regaining its losses. From 1923 to 1924, my income was zero. I could not even trust banks. Such banks as Island Federal Bank of Hempstead gangsterized me and swindled me from full hood into nunnery Catholic grammar school to prevent my drunken sodomist brother from robbing my hard-earned savings for college. Secretly, I opened the second bank account, there for snowballing interest. The cackling and sneering, co-conspiring, felon gangster, parroting puppet officers of the Island Federal Bank, the two-car garage set up on High Street, the tiny building, and it's still extant, giving me the worst niggerly name 69 begin and end with death extermination, namely 20 2 zeros, because I am a 1-9er. Highest and worst stratification awaiting extermination, namely 19 to the letter S, the 19th letter in the alphabet, the worst deadly bank account number in the history of the universe, namely account number S2069, with this gangster to government subsidized bank did not have near 500 depositors. They are enlightening keys to the computer god worldwide top secret number code, which stratifies everything, not only the 4 billion living people. The computer god adopted it for speed and clarity. The said number code is the means to make possible the computer god worldwide containment policy for stratification. In a few months, my investments made me minimum wage from 1926 with great insight into the stock market from my many tiny investments. Each brokerage office had foyers between double doors and had stalled vertical Venetian blinds or solid panel walls to cover the front windows. They were all darkened like movie theaters. I could see assassins hiding and lurking behind newly added partitions and filing cabinets. I dared not go into any brokerage office. Months went by. One day, shopping, I passed my brokerage office. Only an unlicensed employee was present. It was 2 minutes before the market closed for the day. I ran in and ordered him to call his main New York office to the direct wire to sell my airline stock in market. As I handed him the stock I always carried for the impossible opening, in a few seconds, my airline stock was sold for the biggest profit for almost 500 bits that I had made. The next morning, the airline stock went up about a point and began dropping fast. Since that day, it was worth the top one-third of my purchase price. Thereafter, groups of assassins, ready to barge me out after me in the foyer, lurked in all stock brokerage offices. I did not dare to even watch at the ticker tape from the sidewalk. I went into hibernation, waiting for the computer god efforts to murder me in the brokerage office to relax. Early in 1927, secretly, the computer god controlled and manipulated gangster government issued a warrant for my immediate arrest and incarceration in a maximum security insanity prison to be cured forever before I could go before any parroting puppet, hangman, rope gangster judge to give testimony. Since 1926, I hide alone in the house, all deliveries, food, etc. I mail order, adding $5 for every delivery left inside my rear outer cellar door. I snare drug addict ziggers and give them 5 or 10 bits plus cab fare to go shopping for me. I give them 10 to 15 bits to cut my grass and 3 or 4 bits an hour to rake leaves. So many leaves are maliciously scattered in my shoestring yard that it takes a week to rake them into the street and a giant caterpillar scoop and 2 giant trucks to pick them up each year. Very expensive for me and my big money for ziggers, but it has helped me keep alive. So when I bought this house, while my brother sodomized mayors, I passed on to him in my bed in the back room with the law office at night. I slowly remodeled this house, laying floors, walls for closets, etc., ripped out the hot air system and put in hot water radiator system oil burner, even while Zigger tenants lived there. Years later, after my brother left in 1923, I immediately garbaged tons of furniture and many other inflammables he brought here for claiming that he scavenged it or that friends gave it to him. For weeks, I soaked, washed off all the red wallpaper in most of the rooms to find fresh red paint under it. Was the entire house was a CIA death trap for me, set up while I was buying it. In 1927 and 25, with hundreds of single-edge razor blades, I chipped off all the red paint of most rooms and repainted the downstairs rooms. The maliciously ramshackled part of the floor of the upstairs front bedroom I ripped out to find inflammable paper stuffed under it I garbaged in many cartons. I also found new additions to the never-used gas lighting pipes. I ripped this out completely. After 1927, I cut the same under the attic floor, and many wooden beams cut with scavenged wood I store in my garage, and bed spring steel angled bars are repaired the cut beams and relaid the attic floor upside down. It almost looks new. The computer god ramshackled kitchen plaster walls are ripped down and replastered the whole kitchen. Since my brother left in 1923, most of the rooms of the house are empty except for Venetian blinds. I had vivid memories of the sleeping next to a kosher ex-flying captain. This assassin, the Black Ape, told me in detail. I begged to get back in as a top sergeant with felonious double bribe pay. This ape with mare and breed of 3 in 1 month made more pay than my private yearly pauper's GI pay. I make much more than the civil service job I had at a Los Angeles fireman. The fireman was are real burn gangsters. They get paid to sleep on the job. They have no work to do most of the time. They bring in stick mares and have drunk sodomy drug parties in the beds in the firehouse. While on the job, they go out and rob stores and homes to get extra money, felonious government bribes. They murder people and set their house on fire to cover up the murder. So since 1927, deadly gangster cops have pounded my front door and rear doors open and entered my rear cellar door, even broke fasteners, forcing open windows, even late at night, always screaming for me to come out. Even these parroting puppet stooge ziggers tremble from the Jur US Alum. Kosher constitutional rights now words with Ronnie. Now, after all these years, I've mailed worldwide thousands of my letters exposing the worldwide communist gangster computer god. I can once again walk the streets solely as I did before 1927. My return trips, I went by the Zigger cab from shopping. The third trip to the end of the week, and the computer god Monsoon Rains, 3 Zigger mayor, ran into my cab ahead of me. I slammed the door on them and told the cabbie I ordered this cab and I was not going to sit in on the tiny middle stool seat in the back. I was going to sit next to him in the front seat. As he drove, his hand trembled towards a cigarette. I saw one of the Zigger mayor reach forward with a deadly tabin needle. The computer god read my brain thoughts, namely to pound her arm and twist it off. She then withdrew her arm and the 5-block trip was over. I was home. As always, no more cabs for me. Finally, after all these years from my present detailed investment efforts, now I will probably reach near yearly minimum wage income, which is a great increase over past income. The nearest street-level brokerage offices, Garden City, had vertical Venetian blinds. Since I had been allowed to walk the streets, all city buses knew all black glass one-bay windows. I walked to Garden City and shunned buses. My investments are by pay radio and mail. First in the entire world, all corner sidewalk curbs are being replaced as smooth corner driveways for non-existent baby carriages and wheelchair pedestrians in the ghost town. Ideal for vehicles to drive up on the sidewalk from any direction for the computerized, computer-god, undetectable extermination. Completely alone, everything is much deadlier for me than 1927. Carter visited Mrs. 109's gigantic Zigger ghost town. Suddenly, hundreds of additional empty stores, buildings, and homes are all being bulldozed into camouflaged, empty parking fields. P.S. As you drive by on Maple Avenue, since I've hid there, on this three-block long street, approximately 12 substandard back houses, etc., have been ripped down. Now, Island Federal Bank glass facade has wall-to-wall drapes. Assassins lurk even Saturdays in the foyer. Automatic teller 5 ran in from the behind drapes. I barged in without cash, change, and machined. When I entered Island Federal Bank, especially the woman's teller sweat and triple, they knew they were expendable. No computer god concocted manipulative force. Farce, civil liberties, organization to help Mr. Deck through a minimum wage income in 1926. The computer god caused my isolated imprisonment again for over 10 years. Again, now I have now zoomed to present minimum wage, which is double 1926. My life is unbelievably worse, deadlier than 1926. Isolated, only provocateur assassins approach me. When will the computer god have me dragged away to extermination? Jesus fucking Christ. Thank you.